Next time you're at a dinner party, or at a ball game, or on the bus, listen closely. Chances are you'll hear someone talking about real estate. In most of the country, the market is hot. In fact, real estate has been doing so well that a lot more people are becoming landlords. Housing economists say millions of people around the country are buying second or third homes, or condos, or apartment buildings, all as investments. As NPR's Chris Arnold reports, they can do very well, but there are plenty of risks.
Kids are getting out of classes for the day at East Junior High School in Brockton, Massachusetts. Gary Giotto is a guidance counselor here. He immigrated from Haiti 10 years ago, and he works with the school's many immigrant students.
I work mostly with the Haitian kids, you know, coming from Haiti. They're having very significant, you know, transitional adjustment issues here in the United States. So my job is to kind of helping them with the adjustment.
But after school today, Giotto is doing something different.
Everything is separately metered, gas, electric, hot water.
Gary Giotto is driven down to New Bedford, about 50 miles south of Boston, to look at multifamily houses to buy. Giotto's got two kids, 9 and 10 years old, who he wants to send to college one day. And he's seen some friends of his make really good money in real estate.
You know, people bought pieces of property and now they're cashing out $100,000, $200,000 on a piece of property that they bought like three, four years ago. I mean, what kind of work are you going to be doing out there? And you're going to cash out, like, you know, make that kind of money.
Giotto has bought two multifamily homes already in the past 6 months, each for between $200,000 and $300,000. He says these days with banks willing to lend with little or no money down, getting the financing was pretty easy.
There are a lot of programs out there, like zero down program out there available to people right now. So I think that creates a lot of opportunities too for, you know, people like me who don't have a big, you know, big cash in their account, but they still can invest if their credit is good.
Gene Vulgaris, who's today showing several three-family houses, has been a realtor in the area for 30 years. As towns closer to Boston have gotten pricey, she says buyers have been looking further south to New Bedford, and many of them are looking to buy rental properties.
My appointment book is full with people looking at multifamilies. I'm showing these three and four times a day, 6 and 7 days a week. I just sold five for another seller, five of his multifamilies.
Across the country, there are also a lot more people buying investment properties, says David LeRae, the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors.
It really is incredible. We've seen a big increase. We found that 23% of all homes purchased in 2004 were for investment.
LeRae says part of that's baby boomers using the equity in their main house to buy other houses. Economists say there is some pretty risky speculation going on in parts of the Florida condo market, for example. But LeRae says that's the exception. He says the average buyer in his survey paid $148,000 for an investment property within 20 miles of his or her primary residence. But there are concerns about the mortgages that some buyers are getting.
People are sort of leveraging themselves to the hilt in fairly large numbers.
Carl Case is a housing economist at Wellesley College. He says while 80% of existing home mortgages across the country have fixed rates, a lot of people getting new mortgages are choosing adjustable rates because the payments are lower. That could be risky, especially if they're putting zero money down and their payments go up and they get forced to sell for a loss.
The nightmare is that interest rates go up because we have inflation worries and the economy slows at the same time.
For his part, Carl Case thinks overall the housing market is going to be fine, but he says people who buy investment properties for the first time should probably avoid variable rate mortgages so they don't get in over their heads.
So, Gene, what would be the rent on an apartment like this one?
Back in New Bedford, Gary Giotto is looking at another multifamily house that's for sale. Heading down the back stairs with the realtor, he says being a landlord can be a headache.
It's a lot of work. It's like another part-time or full-time job being a landlord. When your tenants have problems, they have issues, they're calling you.
But overall, back out on the street looking up at this property that he might put an offer on, Giotto says he's enjoying it.
I like the feel. I like this going around looking at properties and making offers and get yourself some business, get something going, you know, beside of your regular job so you know that you have something to fall on, you know, in case something happened. So, you know, it's for the kids. And it's for my retirement.
Giotto says even if the market were to dip a little, he's done his homework and bought houses where the rents cover the mortgage, so he thinks he'd be able to ride that out. And he's optimistic that the time and money he puts into his rental properties will one day pay off. Chris Arnold, NPR News.